really has their eye on this because of the huge cost that could be for society as a whole, for people to use those drugs in that way. So we're just in the process of, I guess, figuring that out. Commissioner.
So can anyone, so they just want to take it for weight loss? Do they can go to a doctor and get a prescription for it? The reason I'm saying this is I have an employee and a friend that is a diabetic, that this is the only one they found that it works for them, and cannot get it at several pharmacies because so many people are using it for weight loss.
Yeah. There is, and Cox, through their pharmacy benefit manager, has programs in place where the drug has to be prescribed for what they call on-label. In other words, it's been tested and approved for diabetes as a good specific. Mm-hmm. As of right now, it is not approved in all cases. There are some narrow ones for weight loss, but there's just a ton of people that are getting it. They can get a prescription. Maybe insurance doesn't pay for it,
okay. But
they're taking it anyway. Most insurance plans are very, very guarded about that. They're very much on high alert in regard to that use because it's not approved at this point, but there are a bunch of people that are just paying for it out of pocket to try to help them with weight loss because they have been able to get a prescription from their physician. Mm. And so, yes, there is a shortage.
Yeah.
Most of those drugs are anti-inflammatories. That's kind of all the rage. Humira is the top one. In that regard, Otezla is for psoriasis or psoriatic arthritis. Those type of things, but there have been a lot of new prescriptions or new drugs that have been approved that are anti-inflammation that weren't here a few years ago. The final two pages are shock losses. These are specific to individuals. They have adjusted this report, which is nice, to where the terminated folks are at the very bottom. So it's easier to go back and see the claims that are for people that are no longer on the plan. But we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 claims that entered into our stop loss, meaning they went over $100,000. And it's kind of a mixed bag of back issues, cancers, heart issues, like we talked about earlier. But that being said, over the years, particularly for the commissioners that have been here for some time, we tend to cycle to where we have some up years and then maybe not so good years, or maybe some lower years where the claims aren't as high. But right now we seem to be kind of on a peak. So hopefully, as we sit here in January, this will ebb and we will get better numbers throughout the year. Just like last year where we had good numbers and at the end it came back, the same could happen hopefully in reverse for this year.
So a lot of these we've already seen before we go.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And again, because they're getting old, as they age, they will drop off and go to that weighting of 30% as opposed to 70, so that will be beneficial. But we need the next months obviously to be good, you know, to have a thing. That is the claims report. Just wanted to check in with the commission to see, we, as part of our service agreement, have come in quarterly like this to just update you guys and let you know. Obviously, if we see something in the other, we get these reports typically monthly.
Okay.
So if we see something that alarms us or that we think you need to see, and I did send some things last year where I saw, you know, claims starting to come up. If that schedule still works for you guys, if you'd like to see us quarterly here and then just update you if we see something through the year, or would you like any changes?
At this point, I think quarterly works out as far as billing variations and timeline of that stuff. It would give us maybe a different view in quarterly perspective.
Talking about this?
Yes, sir.
Looks good to me.
Okay. Erica, what did I miss? Okay. Well, that's unusual for me.
Don't tell him. Find something.
All right. And then we're going to go back and meet with Don. That's where we update the document that you just had there, Commissioner Williams. That's where we sit with her and make sure that we get all of our I's dotted and T's crossed as part of our process. So.
Well, sounds good.
Any questions for him before they leave? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
So that concludes us down here this morning. We are scheduled for Road and Bridge Roundtable and executive session upstairs. I have 9:50 a.m. We'll be in recess.